Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach Tip of the Day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome. Thanks so much for joining us today. My next guest is Dr. James Pinkney. And Dr. James Pinkney is the founder and CEO of Diamond Physicians in Dallas. This practice is much like a concierge medicine type of a practice, but it's affordable. And they're growing very rapidly. They've tripled their business over the last year. Most recently expanded to Frisco, down in Texas. And, you know, you can take a quick look at his website and his media page. We'll get into that information. But he's getting a lot of notoriety because this is it's a strategy whose time has come. So let's get him on the line. Dr. Pinkney, thanks very much for joining us today. How you doing?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me on the show.
My pleasure. Thanks for joining us. And tell us a little bit about this concept of Diamond Physicians. How'd you get started with it? And what's it all about?
Well, Diamond is a revolutionary healthcare delivery platform that I came up with the idea back in 2009. Now, there's several doctors around the country that have similar practices, but I came up with the model independently, and in 2012 really started to implement the model. And basically what we do, it's membership medicine. So our clients pay a monthly membership fee. Kids start at $45 a month. Adults start at $95. It's based on age, and you receive unlimited visits. No copay, 24-hour access to your doctor. That's around the clock. Email, cell phone, text, whatever medium you like. Also, 80 to 90% discounts off labs and imaging. So we've gone out and negotiated with third-party vendors the lowest rates in the country. So we charge $5 for a blood check, $4 for a cholesterol check, $60 for x-rays instead of $500, $400 for an MRI instead of $4,000. Then we throw in unlimited urgent care. So if our client has, let's say they cut their hand at 10 o'clock at night on a Thursday, they come right into our office, we stitch them up, and we have them home within an hour, and there's no additional cost. So all your acute medications and procedures are also included. It's unbelievable value, and it really is the future of healthcare in America.
I think you're onto something there, Dr. Pinkney. I think that's a tremendous idea and very attractive idea, knowing that so much has been institutionalized and so many choices and options have been taken away from us. It sounds like you're part of a movement that's taking back the business side of medicine and really being there for your patients, which is why you probably started in the profession in the first place.
That's exactly right. You know, we're reinvigorating the patient-physician relationship, which has been lost because of managed care. Now we have the Affordable Care Act, which insurance premiums have gone through the roof, networks are shrinking, access to health care is plummeting. And that's the biggest distinction I want the listeners to understand, is that insurance does not guarantee you access to health care, which is much more important. Seeing a doctor, prevention, reversing chronic disease, and elevating your health with a company like Diamond Physicians is what healthcare in America should be about.
And more importantly, I think the concept of the concierge doctor is someone or a group that gets to know you as a patient, not as a file, not as a number, not as a means to a copay, but someone who can come in and talk, because we've been talking earlier today on the show about the incredible costs of healthcare, and 85% of it of healthcare costs are due to things that could be prevented if you could have somebody say, hey, knock it off, quit eating French fries. You know, start exercising, get yourself in shape.
Absolutely.
Do you have that kind of patient relationship with your patients?
Absolutely. So, you know, on average, we spend 60 minutes with each of our clients during a visit. The national average is 8 minutes. I can't get to know anyone in 8 minutes. I can't accomplish any goals. I can't manage anything. in less than 10 minutes. So the system is really already set up for failure. So it needs a complete overhaul, and that's exactly what we've done at Diamond Physicians, is completely changed healthcare delivery, put the power back into the hands of the consumer, introduce competition and price transparency into the marketplace, and let the free market do the rest. That's what we preach. That's what needs to happen, and it needs to happen quickly.
Now, if you have access to a physician or a group of physicians that are there for you for most of your needs, of course, you still need some kind of a major medical hospitalization coverage in case things go horribly wrong. You need procedures in a hospital. So how does that dovetail? Do they keep a major medical policy for that, and then they bolt this on as their day-to-day kind of needs? How does that work?
Yes, we recommend a catastrophic policy in case of a motor vehicle accident, surgery, cancer treatment, things that cost thousands of dollars. So we want America to use their health insurance just like we use our car insurance or our home insurance. Bill, when you fill up your car with gas, you swipe a credit card. You pay cash. When you need new windshield wipers, an oil change, your tires rotated, you don't file an insurance claim, and that's why your car insurance is reasonably priced. Now, if you get in a car accident and you've got thousands of dollars worth of damage, then you pay your deductible and you file a claim. That's how medical insurance should be utilized. If we did that, premiums would actually go down, because insurance is a risk mitigation tool. If we use it every day, that risk goes up to 100% and the premiums go up. Does that make sense?
That's a great analogy. It makes total sense. So it's very, very well explained. I think it's very clear. So how is this profitable? How does this model work that it's profitable for your physicians and for you as a company?
Well, our physicians actually make almost 2.5 times the national average for a family medicine physician. So it's very lucrative for our individual doctors, and it's because that monthly membership fee pays for all of our overhead. So right now, we spend about 60% of all revenue on insurance claims, trying to collect an insurance dollar. We've completely cut that out. We've also have a very efficient and lean model. We have two doctors in my office in Dallas, and we have an office manager and one medical assistant. That's it. There's four people in our office, and we are extremely efficient. So we lowered overhead by cutting out managed care, no insurance claims. And then we don't have, you know, an army of RNs and medical assistants, because a lot of the physicians do a lot of the day-to-day interaction with the clients. So that's another way we made a more efficient model. And then because we charge, it's like a gym membership, we have about a 35% utilization rate. So not everybody needs something every month. And that's how we generate a 27% profit margin with our one doc model and almost a 36% profit margin with our two doc model.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, do doctors who get involved with your group, do they do away with their traditional practice that relies on all the, you know, the traditional insurance premiums and that type of thing, or how does that work?
Yes,
in other words,
once
they join up
with
you, do they? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it depends. The physician that joined with us, Dr. Shahan Chowdhury in Frisco, she actually stopped her other practice. So she started an office that we call the organic growth model, where you start with zero patients. Now, a physician that wants to do a transitional model would keep their current census and transition that census over to the concierge side. So they would have to stop billing for Medicare and Medicaid, because we can't deal with any government payers. It gets really complex when you try to charge cash fees and bill Medicare, Medicaid, TRICARE, any government payer, but they could still bill your private payers, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, Humana, and so on and so forth, until they phase that piece of their practice out and then convert completely to the concierge side. And Diamond facilitates that process. We're actually the first concierge practice in the country to franchise.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. So you're franchising, and how do you see this expansion going? What are your plans for expansion?
We're going to start with Dallas first. We really want to grow the network and prove the model here in Dallas. Now, we are opening the table up to investors from all over the country, and we do have a lot of demand from investors all over the country. But the first few units will be in Dallas, then probably move to Houston. We have a lot of demand in Houston as well as Austin. Make sure that the Texas network is strong and then roll out the rest of the country.
It's a fascinating concept. And so you believe that this is the future of healthcare in America. Tell us why.
Oh, there's no doubt. I think everyone realizes that the Affordable Care Act took healthcare in the wrong direction. We were promised that we could keep our doctor. That wasn't true. We were promised that insurance premiums would go down $2,500 a year on average for a family of four. They've actually gone up $2,500 for a family of four annually. And then networks are shrinking, and we don't have access to health care. We've got 11.4 million people now entered into the system. No physicians have been entered into the system. Primary care is actually dying. Docs are exhausted. They're burnt out. They're retiring or just quitting and doing something else. So we've really got to figure out how to incentivize our medical students and residents to go into primary care. We're going to be down 15,000 to 20,000 physicians in the next 20 years. So we've got to figure out a way to, hey, go into primary care. It's a great opportunity to help people. It's still a great position. And direct medicine, our model, the Diamond Physicians model, does that. It improves the quality of life for our physicians. They make more money, and it reinvigorates that patient-physician relationship so you can actually practice medicine the way you want to. So it's a win-win. I call it a triple win because it's a win-win-win on all sides. Traditional medicine, the patient and the physician are misaligned, Bill. If you're not sick and you don't actually go see your doc and allow them to bill an insurance claim, they don't make any money. So there's no incentive to keep your patients healthy. I mean, I know we do, but in our model, there's actually a fiscal incentive to keep our patients healthy. So everything is aligned. The more efficient our business model runs, the healthier our clients. If my clients are calling me every day and I'm doing a bad job, I'm not being a good doctor, well, then our model isn't efficient. But if I practice fantastic evidence-based medicine, keep my clients healthy, our model runs efficiently, it generates more revenue, triple win.
Yeah, it gives everybody what they want. I mean, I think I have a lot of good friends that are doctors, and they're obviously when they started their practices many years ago, 20, 30 years ago, things were very different, and they were doing it to help people. That's why they got into medicine, and then the business of medicine got involved with everything and really kind of gummed it up. And like you say, 60% of costs are used just to collect insurance claims, so you have all of that overhead that's unproductive, and it disallows the physician to really be what they want, which is a resource for patients to help, not just a turnstile operator, basically.
Right. And we really have the perfect storm brewing right now. When you have demand for healthcare services at an all-time high and supply for physicians at an all-time low, plus, you've got the Affordable Care Act accelerating the insurance premium increase model. Our model is poised for a paradigm shift because we correct all of those issues. We deliver a better product at a better price and are completely blowing away the competition right now because your typical concierge doctor is going to pay or charge anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000 a year. And there's some docs that charge even more than that. So we charge a fraction of the price and deliver even more services. And that's why we're going to have a paradigm shift with practices like Diamond. And hopefully soon this will be the number one model in this country because it saves so much money. I mean, I'm talking about MRIs for $400 instead of $4,000. So we're saving corporations 30% off their bottom line healthcare expenditures just by joining our practice.
Yeah, I was going to ask. So you have a company model where a company can join up on a group basis. Then it sounds like.
Absolutely. So we have insurance brokers that can put together a package for them. If you're large enough to go partially self-insured or fully self-insured, then you control every healthcare dollar that you spend. So do you want to spend $3,000 for a CT scan or $250? Do you want to spend $128 for a cholesterol check for your employees or $4? So it's just common sense. And when you cut out the middleman, you cut out the markup,
yeah,
you can deliver exceptional care at an affordable price.
Now, are you finding it relatively easy to attract physicians to this model?
Oh, absolutely. When I tell a physician that they can double their income and spend more time with their patients, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, that kind of hits home for them, I would imagine, right? That's great. It's a fascinating idea. It's really, really, I think, needed and deserving of people to take a listen to and learn more about, especially in your local area. But I would say if you're looking for some cutting-edge ideas to get involved with, you might want to take a look at the website and find out more about the franchise opportunities and what's coming up. And how do they find that kind of information out from you?
Absolutely. Go to diamondphysicians.com. Send an email to franchise@diamondphysicians.com if you're interested in the franchise opportunities. Again, we are looking for investors, not just physicians. We have an investor-owned model that is top-notch, great margins, and we're really excited about rolling out that North Texas and then in the next 6 to 9 months the rest of the country.
Fantastic information and very cutting edge. I like it a lot. I wish you the best of success, and I'd love for you to come back on a few months from now and tell us how it's going. Keep us updated on this, because this sounds like a trend that our listeners need to keep on top of and learn more about. So, Dr. James Pinkney, thanks so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, absolutely. Thanks, Bill. I really appreciate it.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Business owners, if you came back from lunch and there was a resignation letter on your desk, which employee would you really, really not want it to be from? What are you doing to prevent this from happening? At Exit and Retirement Strategies, we design plans that attract, motivate, and retain key employees. For a free consultation, call Bill Black, the Exit Coach, at 866-370-3774. Call today.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.